Good morning. High pressure is producing frost again this morning across a large part of interior New York and New England, with temperatures down close to 32 and in some cases even back into the 20s this morning. Clear skies and wind that relaxed considerably after dark last night, producing the cold temperatures this morning. We also have areas of fog with low visibility in spots. However, sunshine will make a comeback through the morning and into the afternoon hours. Clouds will mix in, but with high pressure in control, a developing south breeze will allow temperatures to surge back through the 30s and 40s and even through the 50s in some cases into the lower 60s for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly cloudy and it'll be dry tonight with readings back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. This will set us up for an even milder day tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds, but temperatures will still make their way up into the lower to mid 60s for afternoon highs, this out ahead of the next front, which will approach from the west. Clouds will thicken on Thursday evening and overnight there's the chance for showers, but as that front moves through, the best chance of showers will be on Friday. Otherwise, lots of clouds, temperatures still on the mild side and in the middle to upper 60s. With the trough of low pressure associated with the front swinging through on Saturday, it'll still be a bit unsettled with a few showers and plenty of clouds. Highs will be a bit cooler with readings around 60. Sunday, the drier of the two weekend days with more sunshine, although a touch cooler with highs in the upper 50s, and more sunshine and high pressure early next week and a rebound back into the lower to mid 60s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Ozarks and Ark-La-Tex to the lower and middle Mississippi Valley today. As an increasingly strong deep-layer wind field overspreads a warm sector, a window of discrete supercells will be possible through the afternoon. Some tornadoes will be possible within this highly sheared low-level environment. However, damaging winds are expected to be the most prevalent hazard, and some hail is also possible. And Hurricane Rafael is located about 310 miles northeast of Bermuda with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Rafael is now racing toward the north-northeast near 33 miles per hour, and a turn toward the northeast with some increase in forward speed is expected later today. Maximum sustained winds have now decreased to near 80 miles per hour with higher gusts. Rafael is a Category 1 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some weakening is forecast, and Rafael could lose tropical characteristics later today, but is expected to remain a powerful post-tropical cyclone for several days. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Roatan, Honduras at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Monday. The last report of hail was at Barrow, Alaska at 1:53 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/2 mile visibility with fog, 33 degrees. The dew point also 33, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and a rising barometer at 29.97 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 23 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny near 60, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a shower and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 53 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 44, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 95 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1 inch below normal, and 29.62 inches for the year, which is 1.78 inches below normal. There were 21 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 197, and that's 9 below normal, and 325 for the season, which is 48 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 39, the record high, 85, set in 1947, and the record low, 21, in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:09 p.m., 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and not as cold today, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cool today, with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, not as chilly today, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and not as cool today with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, not as cool today, with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by some late-day clouds, milder with highs in the mid-60s. Mid to upper 60s, despite clouds and rain likely on Friday. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers Saturday around 60. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s on Sunday. Mostly sunny Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, with highs bouncing back into the lower to middle 60s both days. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.